What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Andre Bennett, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia judge has ruled SEPTA cannot enact any further service cuts. We get the latest from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Judge Sierra Thomas Street granted part of a temporary injunction requested by attorney George Paquetto on behalf of riders. She did not order a rollback of service cuts on bus lines, but she did tell SEPTA it must halt a 21.5% fare hike and reductions in rail service that were supposed to take effect next week. Paquetto was delighted.
We couldn't be happier for the citizens of Philadelphia.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said he was happy for commuters, too, but it doesn't help SEPTA's financial situation.
We're still in a $213 million structural deficit that's likely to climb now that we have this.
Sauer says SEPTA had already started making moves to cut service and reprogram fare machines, so it will take a lot of work through the weekend to keep the current fares and schedules in place. The judge called a hearing for next Thursday to determine whether the injunction should be made permanent. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The judge has called for another hearing next Thursday to consider making the injunction permanent. Even as the court has ordered a stop to the cuts, Philadelphia officials say they will use city money to restore some bus routes that serve school students. About a dozen combined buses and trolleys will begin to see their schedules return to normal next week. A full list can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. The money comes from a $135 million transit subsidy in the city's 2026 budget. The court ruling prohibits SEPTA from its plan to reduce rail service by 20% starting Tuesday. A planned 21.5% fare increase is still expected to go into effect on Monday. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says the cuts that have already been made will make it harder to quickly restore service if they get state funding. He says if SEPTA needs to begin layoffs, they wouldn't start until next year. It's a big getaway day for the unofficial end of summer. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more on Labor Day weekend travel at Philly International Airport.
At the airport, officials say close to 109,000 people are flying in and out today alone. And for the overall Labor Day travel period, it's a 9% increase compared to the same time last year with 819,000 passengers. There were really long lines to get through TSA for the first flights out. At its peak here at Terminals D and E, it was over 45 minutes.
Never. I've been here many times, and it's never been like this. But yes, this is Labor Day, so I'm sure a lot of people are going elsewhere.
For Linda, elsewhere was Phoenix to visit some friends.
As always, airport officials urge travelers to get here a few hours ahead of time, and just as important, have some patience. Police are trying to find a trio of beef bandits they say targeted a delivery this morning in South Philly. It happened around 5 outside a Chick-fil-A on Penrose Avenue near 26th Street. The driver, from Texas, tells our partners at NBC 10 he was asleep in the cab of his tractor trailer when he heard noises coming from the back.
I jumped up with my drawers on, jumped out. Come halfway to my truck, I see three people, three black people, two males and one female. So I went back to my truck to put my clothes on, man. When I come back, they went out this way, but I didn't see them go out of the way because Chick-fil-A people were coming in.
He says the thieves stole all but two boxes from a pallet of beef. He didn't approach them because he wasn't sure if they were armed.
Yeah, I usually pack my pistol with me, man, because if I had to pack my pistol, you wouldn't have got away, man.
Police are now combing through surveillance video as they try to track down the thieves. The incident is one of several recent cargo thefts from trucks that have occurred in the Philadelphia area over the past year. The driver says he was aware of the thefts, but didn't think he would ever be the victim of one. A former Board of Education employee in Hamilton Township, Atlantic County, is charged with sexually assaulting a child. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more.
Hamilton Township police arrested and charged 34-year-old Darnell Williams with sexual assault, child endangerment, and official misconduct, all second-degree offenses. According to the criminal complaint, Williams assaulted a 7-year-old girl in his car outside of the hotel where her family was living in February. Investigators say Williams was working as a supervisor of pupil and personnel services with the Board of Ed and had permission from the parents to drive the student to and from William Davies Middle School for an event. Court documents show that when they got back, he turned off the lights of his car in the hotel parking lot, as was shown on surveillance video. The victim told police Williams kissed her and reached under her sweater to grope her chest.
A social media account apparently belonging to Williams states he's a husband and father and has numerous photos of him coaching basketball and working with students of various ages. A court date for Williams was not immediately announced. That's the All Local. I'm Andre Bennett. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.